more of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The stated mission of Tonya Sina's organization, Intimacy Directors International, is to, quote, create safe spaces for dangerous work. The dangerous work in question is intimacy on stage, which at first glance might not seem terribly dangerous. But if it's not handled correctly, intimate scenes between actors on stage can place one or both in awkward, uncomfortable, or even abusive situations, even when no malice was intended.
Sina is changing that dynamic one production at a time. Her organization works with theater companies worldwide to stage sexual or other intimate scenes so that the actors are protected and the audience gets a believable scene to watch.
Sina is based in Oklahoma City, but she's been working remotely with the cast of Renaissance Theater Works' season opener, Sex with Strangers, and she joins me on the phone now. Tonya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be with you guys.
Well, you are the creator of the Intimacy for the Stage method, so we should start right there. What is that and why is it important?
The Intimacy for the Stage method is under my research. Essentially, I've been researching this since graduate school and when I went to Virginia Commonwealth University. So back in 2004, I really started digging into this. Before that, I had experienced myself as an actress and as a fight director, because I was a fight director first, and I actually planned on being a stage combat teacher. That was my plan. But what happened was, all throughout my years, and even in my formative years, I had just seen so much abuse happen on stage and backstage from both genders, but mainly towards women, that I really felt like there was something about this that needed to change. And of course, I knew that it was a misogynist business. We all knew that. It was just very under the radar. But at the same time, I was looking at scenes on stage that were choreographed awkwardly, or that the actors weren't handled properly, or that I didn't believe the scene, or it just looked like they were uncomfortable actors. And so my thesis was essentially researching a method that I could teach actors and other directors and other choreographers to handle this information safely without putting it in the hands of the actors, so that it is choreographed and not improvised.
Much like a fight would be.
Exactly. It's since my background is in fight direction, I use a lot of exercises from those earlier formative years where I learned how to set up a fight, how to set up a duel, how to create tension. You know, you can't start a fight without tension. And I realized that most of those rules still applied to intimacy. And I actually, when I was trying to figure out what to call this, I called it intimacy very specifically because most of what I do is not sex. You know, that's a thing. That's one part. Intimacy is a huge umbrella. And under that, there's intimacy between parents and, you know, children. There's intimacy between siblings. There's lots of different kinds of intimacy. But for the most part, what I was finding was whenever there was a sex scene on stage and actors were asked to do things, the director would leave it to them to choreograph themselves. And it's nearly impossible as an actor to see from the outside what you look like, especially when it comes to intimacy. So my job became, and things started coming my way from other student-directed projects, which is where all the sex is in school. They came to me and asked me if I could choreograph all of their intimate scenes, and I started getting a lot of practice. It wasn't easy. I had to be desensitized because it was uncomfortable for people to talk about things.
I was going to ask about that. I think one of the difficulties is that as a society, we are both titillated and uncomfortable with sex at the same time. And
absolutely.
So, and watching people imitated on stage can be a profoundly uncomfortable experience for the audience, not to mention the actors.
Absolutely. I've seen shows get ruined by a really bad intimacy scene because the audience is uncomfortable, or they laugh uncomfortably because it's inappropriate, or the director was going for something that wasn't what the playwright was intending, or the actors don't understand what they're doing, or there was no coach on this, so it's under-rehearsed, or they're improvising. And improv is a terrible thing, a terrible way to go about choreographing intimacy. If you just say, okay, now you just go ahead and kiss, there's a million different ways to kiss. So essentially the method is, you know, I give you a roadmap as a coach. I'm on the outside watching you because sex on stage is not real. It's just not real. people who are opposed to this will say, don't you want it to look real and authentic and not choreographed? And the answer is it isn't. It doesn't look choreographed when it's choreographed well, just like a fight.
Right.
You shouldn't see the choreography. You should see the intimacy between the actors. But you can't get to that level of comfort unless you rehearse it properly.
And that means trust. And that means trust between the two actors who are in an intimate moment, whatever that moment is, but especially a sexual one. And then trust between those two actors and the person coaching. I mean, you have to build that over time, I would think.
Yeah. Every production that I work on is completely different. And so, you know, when people ask, okay, what do you do in this situation? It's so dependent on the actor's needs and their own sort of experiences of what they've had on stage and where they're seeing the character that I need their input. So it's very difficult to not ask the actor's questions. They are involved in that process just as much as the director is. But as a choreographer, I'm there to make every little piece of it choreographed, every hand. I know where their hand placements are. I know the choreography, and then I give that to the stage manager. That way it doesn't change after I leave.
Now, in most theater productions, the two people who have been cast in the two roles don't have any say over who they're going to act opposite. And so how do you help build trust maybe where there isn't any, you know, I got cast in this role and this other person got cast in this role and I don't particularly like that person.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I bet it does. And it's one thing in a, you know, in an office situation to say, well, you know, you're at work and you go to work and you put everything else aside, but your work is to be intimate.
Yes.
And so how do you work with that kind of a situation?
Well, I mean, that happens almost all the time where either they don't know each other or, you know, they have had experiences. If you're lucky enough to walk into a company who has been a company before and they have worked together for years, that's easier, but it doesn't make it easy. Even when the actors say, well, we've kissed before, so we know how to do this. That's usually them being brave. And I'm still going to choreograph you. I mean, as many times as you have kissed this person on stage, even if they're married in real life, I still need to choreograph your scene. It's going to be easier if you have physical boundaries that you don't have with each other than if you don't. You know, some people have boundaries with their body where they say, I don't like to be touched in certain places, or I can't be touched here because I just don't like it. I can choreograph around that. Whereas if there's no communication of that, and something happens accidentally, somebody might be triggered from their past or somebody might have some kind of trauma on stage and it could be actually permanently damaging mentally to them. So the question, I'm sorry, going back to your question, which was, what do you do? Part of the method is I've designed exercises that are specifically built to help two strangers find chemistry first before we choreograph anything. And they can be two strangers, they can be two friends that actually know each other. You know, sometimes they're actors that already know each other, but they've never done a love scene before. But they have to find that kind of chemistry that maybe they don't have in real life. And so my job of being the outside eye, and I'm controlling it from the outside eye, it helps the actors feel like it's not them controlling it. Because as soon as the actors feel like one of them has to be in charge, the other one is following. So they're going, okay, so he's leading me and he's kissing me like this and his hand is going there. What does that mean? I didn't tell him to put his hand there. Does that mean that he likes me? Or is that his character doing that? And our brains get mixed up because it's a sexual response. That's a real thing. Your body will respond to being touched, even though it's fake. Mm-hmm. So the difference between fights and intimacy is actually really huge. The longer you do a sword fight with somebody, you don't hate them more. But the longer you do an intimacy scene with somebody, you do become more intimate with them, generally. So that's a big difference, and that's where a lot of showmances can happen. That's where a lot of inappropriate sexual harassment can happen, or even abuse, which, as we've seen in Chicago, we've had a lot of situations that are now coming up in the news where people are kind of putting their foot down and saying, We can't be abused anymore. We don't want to be abused anymore. Can we have a safe work environment, even though it's the arts? And that's the question that we're posing. We want to prevent sexual harassment before it happens. And we do that with communication and with proper protocol when we handle these scenes.
Right. And then the ultimate goal, of course, is having that safe environment for the two actors involved, but also making a scene that the audience buys into.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, Intimacy Directors International is our company. I have two other co-founders that we go around sort of internationally choreographing and teaching workshops in this to get the word out, because we want this to be a movement of a new way, a new protocol to approach these scenes, trying to go to training programs so that people learn this early and they don't get damaged before they leave the industry. Our whole method is based around the pillars of communication and the pillars of intimacy, which we need to have consent from the actors. You have to be able to consent to somebody touching you. We need to communicate that consent properly. We also need to choreograph it from the outside perspective, from a coach or an outside person that is not the actors. And then mostly from there, we hand it over to the stage manager, who continues that process on. And that way it stays safe for everybody. And the playwright's wishes are part of that. I've seen directors that try to put their own vision onto sexual scenes just to shock an audience. And if you want to shock an audience, you can. But it's already shocking to see intimacy in person. So you don't have to do a whole lot.
I was going to say, most of us feel uncomfortable, like we're looking at something that we shouldn't be looking at.
Right. It feels private. You know, we love watching fights. Fights are like, ooh, look at this violence. Look at people shooting people and people cutting people's heads off. And, you know, that seems to be no problem for us. But the second we see two people kiss, suddenly something we recognize in ourselves is the part that makes us feel uncomfortable, is we identify with that. It's hard to identify with a murderer, but we can identify with sexual feelings. So that's why it's hard to handle for some people. And I think that the voice of change needed to come from females in the industry to say, this is what we've been experiencing. I don't know if you know, but almost every sex scene that I've been in as an actress has been improperly choreographed. And I've watched it happen to other people. I've been an enabler. I've just sat and watched while other people were sort of abused while having to be choreographed. And I've also been an aggressor myself. I've accidentally hurt somebody's feelings in the process. So it doesn't mean that everybody that hasn't been doing this properly before is a monster. It just means that you don't know the process. And that's what we're trying to put forth, is that there is a process now. And if you're above your head on a project, you can always find an intimacy director or a movement choreographer to help you.
And now you've brought it here to Renaissance Theater Works with their upcoming play Sex with Strangers. And I know you've been working with a choreographer here, Chris Elst, via the phone. How are you finding the process when you're not actually in the rehearsal room?
Yeah, this is new for me. This is the first time I've been sort of by proxy, which is, I do give a lot of advising sort of tips to people who, anybody can call, ask questions and call me on their process and how to do it. Chris was really great. He said, I just really want you to oversee this because I've never done it before and I really would like this to be done properly. I don't want to, you know, extend my boundaries as a choreographer. And I really appreciated that, because that's how the protocol goes. If you don't know what you're doing, get help. And he does know what he's doing. He's a fantastic choreographer. But getting me involved was really wonderful, because I'm getting sent videos of their rehearsals, and I get to watch them, and then I can give them notes back on what I see. Granted, a video is not the same as being in person, but I still get a good idea of the energy that they have built, and the process is really more important than the product to me.
I assume you're hoping that more theaters will engage you or one of your colleagues to make sure that going forward we have safety nets in place for actors?
Yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're actually really trying to expand very quickly, because three people can't cover the entire international, you know, scope of theater. So what we're doing is we're opening up, we have a candidate program for right now. They're all master teachers that just haven't learned this particular process. And we're going to be releasing them so that I have more teachers that can help teach this to other people. Essentially, I'm giving away my entire research, and I'm also writing a book so that people can use it. But for the most part, we're trying to expand. And even if you need just somebody who can be in the room with you, or if you just aren't sure, you can always email us or contact us. If it's a non-equity show, you probably don't have a contract, and that's different. If it is an equity show, they have deputies that handle these things, that handle certain processes after the fact, which is great. But what we don't have yet, which we have we're really trying to work on, is preventing any offenses from happening before they happen. And with the communication, usually you can. So it's becoming worldwide now that we're just tired of the abuse that's been in the performing arts for however long it's been there. And we just want a safer working environment, just like everybody else.
Tonya Sina is the founder of Intimacy Directors International. She's been working with the cast and intimacy director of Renaissance Theater Works' upcoming production of Sex with Strangers, which opens later this week at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward.
There is more information about the production and about Sina's stage intimacy work at WUWM.com.